Bobby, what have you done in your sleep?
I sleep talk real bad. My partner has actually, like, recorded me and showed me back the next day of me, like, yelling and swearing and
trying to whip a snip?
Yeah.
You tried to whip a snip in your sleep?
No, I, like, said that I have to go whip a snip and then I try to and, yeah, so just stuff like that.
Oh, that's scary, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's real bad because she, like, goes along with it. So I, like, talk in my sleep and she, like, talks back to me and then
amazing. I love it. Thanks for calling on
thanks,
that one.
Robbie.
All right, yeah.
Hey, Lauren, what have you done in your sleep?
It wasn't actually me. It was my mum's brother, my uncle.
Yeah.
My mum's from Finland, where it gets, you know, super-duper cold in the winter.
Yeah.
And one night he sleptwalked, and the apartment they lived in had, like, a deadbolt on the door, and he sleptwalked outside, where it's about minus 30.
Oh, my God.
And obviously the door, you know, shut behind him and locked him outside, and he was locked outside just in his pyjamas.
Oh, no.
In the freezing cold snow.
Oh, my God.
When did he wake up?
When he was outside, obviously when he started in the cold.
Tell you what, I'd be chaining myself to my bed after that if I did that.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, thanks for your call, Lauren.
No worries.
Hey, Kaylee, what have you done in your sleep?
It wasn't actually me. It was my partner.
Mm-hmm.
He woke up, he walked out and peed in the kitchen bin.
Oh, no. Had he been drinking?
No.
Okay, because I've heard of people doing that after they've had a bit of a big night, but yeah.
Yeah, he was like six.
Oh.
Oh, the poor guy. That's brilliant, though.
Yeah.
Hasn't done it again since?
He's sitting here laughing. He's a bit shy.
No.
Oh, don't be shy.
Don't be shy.
Everyone pees in a bin at some point, mate. They don't, but anyway. Thanks for calling on that
Thank you.
Thanks.